Now at Menards, save big money on everything for your next project. Shop Menards' huge selection of concrete, mortar, and cement. Concrete Mix is great for patios, walkways, installing posts, and more. General Purpose Concrete Mix is on sale and ready to take home today. View our entire selection of concrete mix and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for plenty more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Go loud.
Welcome to How We Drink Extra Juice. This is our bonus episode. We have to be a little bit looser and a little bit less restricted in what we say than our main episodes. We have a new year, so it's a new wardrobe. Freshen up your wardrobe with essential staple pieces from Pennies. Pennies have everything that you need to make sure you're the best dressed in 2025, from cozy knits to cute baby tees to the perfect pair of jeans and stylish workout clothes, including their super soft hero matching sets and yoga pants, which we love.
Right.
We have a reel up on the How My Drink page and you can see both of our outfits. They are stunning.
Oh my God. And that Borg fleece that I had on.
I loved it. I need that myself. It's so nice. You can wear that with like all the sets.
Oh, it's so cozy.
It looks fab.
Do you want the house when you're a bit cold as well?
Yeah. Oh, cozier. Cold.
So wherever your goal is this year, whether it's Pilates Princess, trying to just be comfy, trying to get back into routine, whatever it is, Pennies have got you covered and they have all of the rates in stores now. Rant of the week, we have to give out with something that is like
stupid
or like current in our life, which has just happened, or something that's been peeving us off. Something that makes no sense really, and usually a first world problem. Mine is, I find social media, I hate the way there's so much conflicting information on it.
Oh, enlighten me. What
like,
do you mean?
You know on like TikTok when someone's telling you one thing is bad, but someone's telling you that same thing is good? Or like a certain food is really good for a certain food. Then it's someone's telling me next week, oh, that actually is prone to causing this fucking disease.
I saw actually a video going around about, is it like a weight loss drink?
Oh.
Slim Fast or something, I don't know. I don't know what it is, or I've never touched it. Yeah, a drink that some girl did like an ad on it, and then my tan is atrocious, Jesus. Some girl did an ad on it, and then someone else like came on and was like saying one thing about it, but somebody else was saying another thing about it, or like, how do you know what's true and what's not? Is that kind of where you're going?
Yeah, exactly. It's like there's so much different things. Like 1 week one thing's bad, next week it's the next. And like I seen Kiki Fit, she does like recipes of, wait, and she's like cornflake chicken.
I saw,
and people
are
commenting me like cornflakes aren't good for you and all, but she was never claiming
her cornflakes.
She was never claiming that
it was
cornflakes healthy. Were healthy, but it's a healthy recipe.
Healthier alternative.
Much healthier alternative. Like it's like I just think it's too confused, and I feel like you never feel like you do that right then.
Yeah, I feel like maybe people just take things too literal sometimes.
Yeah.
It's very like, come on, you use your head.
Yeah.
Common sense, like,
yeah.
Apply that sometimes.
Yeah. That just annoys me with social media sometimes.
That's good.
Like, there's too much things going on.
I like that.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
My rant of the week this week is actually a listener's rant for a change. So this one says, I have zero self-confidence. I feel like I have always been like this, but it's really getting to me in the past few years. I don't really know where to turn to get help. I don't ever feel pretty enough, smart enough. I can be funny, but at the same time, I am shy and self-conscious, so it stops me from letting it show. I believe it's affecting my life because I feel shit about
myself most of the time. It puts me in a rut, and in turn, I can't perform right in work. I'm hypersensitive to anything anyone says to me, and I constantly feel like I'm not good enough for my boyfriend. I know Charlene is an advocate for therapy, so I have tried this, but I felt like it just made me feel worse afterwards, and I would spend the whole session crying and the rest of my day would be ruined. I've also tried diaries, gratitude journals, but I cannot compliment myself because I don't believe it. The only compliment I can give myself is that I am kind and thoughtful of others, but that can also be
detrimental.
Thank you. Detrimental to be so conscious of other people's thoughts. Sorry, I'm just flipping the page.
It's very...
I wish I could feel more confident in myself and stop looking for other people's validation to make me feel better.
Oh my God.
Girl, you're beautiful.
That's actually such a good way of putting it. It was like that you're sometimes when you be kind and nice, that it's detrimental because you're so aware of what everyone else thinks and their thoughts and what they're thinking of you and what how they're perceiving you. Like.
Yeah, or that you're always putting other people's thoughts and feelings before
your own. Yeah, yeah, that's why it's detrimental. Yeah.
But if you're doing that for everybody else, who's going to do it for you? Like,
for you, yeah.
You need to do it for yourself.
Oh,
girl.
That is so, like, I do feel like some, you do meet people and they just have no
self-confidence.
They were just, it's nearly like they were just like that since a child.
Yeah.
But like, and they're always the most gorgeous people.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Find it, like, it's always like.
The people you at least think
it. You feel like that, yeah. Oh, that's horrible. I feel like, I know you went to therapy and you felt worse afterwards, but it's about your day being ruined. It's not.
Worth it.
It's lame.
Is it?
But then I'm like, is that even more a sign that you need to go if you're crying the whole time? Like,
yeah.
You probably get to a point where you stop crying.
Yeah.
There was like, because I used to cry and then you cry less and less and then you're like,
as the days go on.
And then you go and you're like, what am I going to talk about today? And then you're like, oh, that's a really nice complaint.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah. When you fucking run dry.
You have to tell
me. Yeah. Oh, God. I know it's not a dilemma, but I want to help somehow. Uh-huh. It's horrible.
Hopefully.
My mum used to give me these like homeopathic drops when I was a kid for to give me confidence. My mum, because I had no confidence, very sad.
Wait, what is it? A drop of what?
Homeopath. They're like, I describe it as like, it's like a medicine, but like not, it's like all like
natural stuff.
Yeah.
But how would it give you confidence?
Like, it was like a homeopath for confidence.
What?
Like, homeopath meaning.
I've never heard of that before.
Home Pals is a Fannie Mae.
What's your mother using you?
Homeopath, not Home Path. Homeopathy is an alternative medicine based on the theory of treating like with like. She's obviously giving me fucking, feed me anxiety so I wouldn't have any more. Yeah. So those who practice it can use tiny amounts of natural substances like plants, etc.
No way.
Yeah. Not saying to go take them.
Yeah.
I think. When it's affecting your life so much, like, so you can't live like that.
No, that's not a way of
like,
living.
Like, something does need to change.
Yeah.
But what that is, so hard.
I'm hoping it's just a thing that, well, you said, actually, you've always
gone for years, yeah. I think, and it's really frustrating when you're in that state of mind. I think, like, you can see online, like, oh, I just have gratitude and all. But, like, when you're in the pits of it, the fucking last thing you want to do is write what the fuck you're grateful for in your day. I'm sorry. Yeah. And I'm actually a positive person. But like, I hate when someone meets like a fucking someone like who's feeling fucking shit. And it's like, just have crap.
No.
Because you don't have it when you're feeling that.
Yeah.
Shit.
No.
It's something you can practice and it's something over time you can get better at. But like, it's not just a one, it's a cure.
I wonder, can you say, fake it till you make it?
Yeah.
Put on a brave face, fake your confidence.
Yeah.
And then one day it might just naturally come.
The highest achievers among us are the people still striving, still reaching for something. The people who aren't satisfied to stay where they are and want to keep climbing higher. And it's those people who approach the impossible and embrace it. There's a vehicle for people like that. It's called the Defender. The Defender is an icon, reimagined for a new generation of explorers through thoroughly modern design. Its interior is modern and functional, with rich material finishes and quality craftsmanship. When you're in a Defender, you can tell the interior is built for purpose. Luxury appointments throughout and practical storage options ensure you adventure in comfort. This is a vehicle capable of great things and engineered to meet challenges head on. Wherever you're headed, experience the Defender's legendary capability, both off-road and on. And there's a family of vehicles for Defender. Meet the Defender 90, Defender 110, and the 8-seat Defender 130. Are you ready to embrace the impossible? Explore the Defender at LandRoverUSA.com.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
This episode is brought to you by Opill, the first over-the-counter daily birth control pill available in the U.S. Opill is FDA approved, full prescription strength, and estrogen-free. Plus, there's no prescription needed. Finally, the days of needing a prescription for birth control are over. Opill is available online and at most major retailers. Take control of your health and reproductive journey with Opill. Birth control in your control. Use code BIRTHCONTROL for 25% off your first month of Opill at opill.com.
I think as well, like, thinking about things that you feel that you do like about yourself, because I think everyone, you must have something, like, whether it's, you know, you're, so you already have one, you're a kind person,
yeah,
you're thoughtful,
mm-hmm,
like, that's already,
she says she can be funny,
that's already that. Two things, and like little things are like, even about your body or your face or your hair, like, I like the colour of my hair, like little things like that can start making you love yourself. But I think Sophie Merrick said it was like, you can't hate yourself into loving yourself. Like, you know, people try to, like, I don't know, mad diets or like these things just because they hate themselves, trying to love themselves. But like, it's not going to work. You actually have to love yourself from the inside out. So the fact that you already like that things about yourself is really, I feel like, is a good place. But I think therapy, I know you're not going to, but I think you should keep going. Because there's clearly stuff, if you're crying every time,
there's some,
even if you're crying every time, you're, think about it, that would all have been stuck inside if you didn't go. You're getting it.
Building up
and making you feel shit. And yeah, it's ruined your day afterwards, but it would probably have ruined your week if you're keeping everything in.
Yeah.
Do you know? It probably, without you knowing. And now, again, it doesn't suit everyone. I'm sure people don't. It doesn't suit, but I think trying a few more sessions, even six, just for me. And then just let me know.
Her,
yeah.
Yeah.
But that's,
I don't really feel it.
No, I know. I wish people could see themselves through people's eyes.
I know.
You see, like, all the
You'd
time.
You'd see yourself so differently, wouldn't
so
you?
So differently.
Like, everything that you pick apart about yourself,
yeah,
another person doesn't even bat an eyelid.
Yeah, did you see that trend? It's like, people do take a picture and like, I hate this picture. And then it's swipe and it's like, it shows a picture again. It's like, would you have noticed the roll under my armpit?
Yeah,
something,
no,
like something small, and you don't see it until they point it out. Mm. But it's like, that's the stuff that might have made her post that picture at all.
So sad.
Do you know what I mean? And I think as girls, it's really hard because you're constantly comparing, you're always seeing
it. We're the worst, like, for it. Like,
it's, yeah, it's gonna happen. But please let us know how you got on, and I think try the therapy again. And like, talking to people about it as well. So when you say things out loud like that, it makes
it lifts a weight off you nearly.
Yeah.
A little bit. A problem shared is a problem halved. Is that what they say?
Yeah.
Something like that.
And even your boyfriend.
Hmm.
Like, telling him that. Like,
yeah, letting him know how you feel.
He'll be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, I don't see you that way at all. Like, every bad thing you say, he's not going to agree with or see. So, letting it out there with people around you as well.
Mm-hmm.
And again, picking things that you do like and focusing on them and growing it from there. Because you are beautiful.
Beautiful girl.
Sexy. Confident lady. You will be confident lady.
So if you agree with a rant or you want to send in a dilemma, you can send them into homeidrinkatgirloudnow.com, or you want to send in a rant as well. If I was you, we get to give you very honest and very raw advice about what we do. If we were you, we can't sit on the fence and give maybes or ifs, etc. We have to tell you exactly how we feel about your dilemma. So this is, I'm 21 and I've been with my boyfriend for 18 months. At the start, he was the sweetest, most loving person anyone could ever meet. Then around 6 months into our relationship, he went on a lad's weekend to Amsterdam where he cheated on me. When he came home, he was acting shifty and had guilt written all over his face, so I knew something had gone on. When I questioned him, he confessed it straight away. I forgave him, but recently told me he's going there again for his friend's birthday in a couple of weeks. This will be the first time abroad since cheating on me, and he's going back to the same place. It sent me to a spiral. I feel physically sick, worrying if it's going to happen again. I know I can't stop him from going. I would never want to be that girlfriend who tries to stop her fella, but I can't feel uneasy and even disrespected by him going back to the exact place he hurt me. Half of me thinks it's best to end our relationship here, and now the other half wants to hold on. Do you think I should finish with him or stay with him? Please help. My head is melted over it.
Like, do you break up with him and say it's because you're going where your friend is deciding to go for his birthday?
I think he cheated on her.
He could have cheated on you anywhere.
No, but I think he cheated on her there for that to be the first place he's going again.
It's kind of like,
it's
on.
A bit like, if he misses his friend's birthday, I'd be like, well, that's your fault.
Yeah,
consequence. You know what I mean? I think that is a consequence that he should have to pay. Like, I wouldn't, how could you sit there and be comfortable with that? It's like knowing, imagine you've done it somewhere else, you go into that exact spot again. Like, I just think you're going to be really upset.
You're going to be really uneasy that whole weekend. Well, how do you say it's like, that's why I'm breaking up with you?
I know.
Because his whole thing then is going to be, well, I don't decide where he's going for his birthday.
I wish, I hope in my head that he came up to her and was like, look, his birthday's here. Like, I know what happened there.
Yeah, he didn't just
I
say
hope
it
he just said, yeah, I'm going to Amsterdam again.
Yeah, that's not nice.
No. And I think that is a like consequence you should have to pay, the knockdown. Is that bad? No. I know I wouldn't be happy with it.
Like, do you let him go and
like how long ago?
Not let him, that's the wrong choice of words. Does he go and do you just see how differently maybe he acts this time? Like,
it also might make you see, do you trust him?
Yeah.
And make you like realise things about the relationship, like maybe it could be a good thing, but I think it's normal to feel upset and disrespected that he's going to exactly where he done that. Do you know? And that's the first time I'm going away as well.
I'm just thinking of if you say to him, I really don't want you going there, like blah, blah. I'm just thinking of his way that he's going to act towards her then. Is it worth that? Like,
yeah.
Does he go and you see how it is? And like Shara said, nearly like not a test.
One is going to be unhappy either way. So
yeah,
like,
yeah. Someone's going to be annoyed. So
him, think him. I think you can tell him how you feel and see how he
reacts.
And see if he wants to still go. I think that will tell you a lot about. I don't think it's that of a big ass not to go. I don't know. Then again, he could do anywhere else if he goes somewhere else next year. If he is going to do it anyway.
Sure. Yeah.
You can't.
If it was his birthday and he was like, yeah, I'm going to Amsterdam, I'd be like, true. No way.
Yeah, true.
Because it's one of his friends, I'm kind of like, does he have the say to be like, no, lads, we can't go there?
Yeah, he doesn't really.
Do you know what I mean?
And then you don't want him to resent it either. But then I'm like, why are we fucking picking what he wants?
Yeah.
Oh. It's either.
You're annoyed or he's annoyed.
He's annoyed, yeah.
You're going to have to toss a coin.
If it was me, I'd be like, look, I'd rather, obviously you didn't go, but I understand it's your friend's birthday.
So, balls
do
with that. Court.
Do, yeah, yeah. Do that and pray to my will.
You decide.
And they've only recently kind of, I don't know. That's what I would do if I was you.
Give him that and see what he does with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's also so young still as well.
You're only a baby. Yeah. You're only 21.
Yeah. You can send your dilemma or first or problem or rant to homeidrinkatgirloudnow.com. Thank you so much to Penny for sponsoring this episode. We love you so
Penny.
Much.
We love you.
You can freshen up your wardrobe now with all their essential pieces available in your nearest Penny's or Primark store. Right now, make sure to like, rate, and subscribe on whatever podcast platform you're listening to us on right now. You can also give us a review.
Yeah, leave us
5-star.
5 out of 5.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And we love you.
Love you, love you, loads.
Bye. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Opill, the first over-the-counter daily birth control pill available in the U.S.
Opill is FDA approved, full prescription strength, and estrogen free. Plus, there's no prescription needed. Finally, the days of needing a prescription for birth control are over. Opill is available online and at most major retailers. Take control of your health and reproductive journey with Opill. Birth control in your control. Use code BIRTHCONTROL for 25% off your first month of Opill at opill.com.